Blog Talk Radio.
But God loves you that long.
Thank you.
How good God has been to you, you have to personally remind yourself how good he's been to you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm excited because today is Thankful Thursday. The scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. But you know what I like? I like the verses before that. It is so awesome, brothers and sisters. Don't you know we're supposed to be rejoicing? And when you're rejoicing in the Lord, Satan don't want you to rejoice. He'll do all kinds of stuff to keep you from having your joy. Hallelujah. But you rejoice, no matter what you're going through. I know there's a lot of things going on, but rejoice. Rejoice evermore. Why? Because we know that all things are working together for the good of those that love the Lord and called to according to his purpose. So I know there's a lot of people having a lot of hardship. This is January the 6th. A year ago, our Constitution, everything America stood for, was attacked. They call it insurrection, but either way, brothers and sisters, we can be thankful that what could have happened didn't happen. God didn't allow it to happen. I mean, there could have been some real bloodshed in this country. Matter of fact, this country could not even be intact if it was left up to the enemy. He would love to destroy this country anyway to get our mind off of Christ and put our mind on ourselves. He would love to do that, and that's what it would have been. It would have been something like you couldn't even imagine. But, hey, we're thankful, brothers and sisters. I know that some families got burned up in Philadelphia yesterday. I called a couple of people around to see if they was familiar with what was going on. But at any rate, I got it on the news, brothers and sisters, that They have one of the worstest fires they ever had in Philadelphia. And hundreds of people have gotten displaced, and hundreds of people have even gotten died. I forgot how many people exactly died, but we want to pray for the city of Philadelphia. And most of all, we want to lift those families up, that God somehow, some way, give them strength in the midst of that. Maybe they don't know the Lord is their strength. So pray that the Lord visit them, and then the Lord become their strength. But in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Hallelujah. And quench not the spirit. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, he should give us a word of prayer. And after that, it's Thankful Thursday, and normally we want to start taking the broadcast to another place. Every day we're thankful. Somebody have something to be thankful for. I want you to go ahead on and get it off your chest right then. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Pastor, thank you for that song. Forever and ever and ever, I love you. Thank you, that artist, for that song, because it's talking about the Lord. And
Jonathan Nelson.
All right, Jonathan Nelson. And just to think on the words of that song, that's enough to be thankful, because forever and ever, he loves us. So, Pastor, thank you for that song. And the scripture I like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter, and verses 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen, amen. And dear Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and hearts are heavy, but we know you're working things out for our good. And we want to just pray for the families in Philadelphia, Father God. They don't know you during this time. They come to know who you are and not be angry for that has happened. But Lord, we're praying for them and those that are bereaved and those that are going through, and you know, and they have lost everything, Father God. But we know you're working it out for them. We know that you're going to provide for them. And all they have to do is put their trust in you. So we're praying that those that know the word of God and in that area will reach out to the families in Philadelphia, Father God. And then, Lord, we ask that you will continue, Lord, to be with those that we have asked us to keep them in prayer. Jimmy Johnson in Ohio, Bobby Flynn, who's in Ohio. We're praying for Tressie, as far as I know, she's still in Ohio. And we are also praying for Nene and family in Georgia, as pastor's family, and Jan and family, I believe, in Georgia. And so we're just bringing them to you, Father God. Also, Tony, who was in the hospital, she has come out of intensive care, and she's in recovery. And Lord's willing, she may be home today from the hospital. And Lord, we're just thankful for that. And we're praying for Lanice, who is my great niece, great for her, and that she was down with the COVID-19, but now she is home. So we're praying for her health and strength. We're also praying for Sister T and her baby as well, Father God. And we're just so thankful that the Dorch family have been healed. They were also affected with COVID-19, but we thank and praise God no one had to go to the hospital. So we're just thanking God that He keeps his hands on us all, Father God. We're also bringing Brother Stephen Valentine to you, Father God, in need of a, I want to say, liver transplant. So, Lord, we're just, and he's in Ohio. So we're praying that you'll make a way for him as well, Father God. And, Lord, we're just thanking you for all that you're doing. We most of all thanking you for your word, Father God. As we study this word, we're able to grow. And as we study the word, we're able to witness to other people. So thankful for our pastor. Continue to bless him, Father God, and continue to use him, Father God, as he teaches the word of God with such anointing, such power. And then he makes it plain enough that we're able to understand it. So, Father God, bless each and every one on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet, Father God, to open up their hearts, open up their mind to receive the word as it goes forth, Father God. And, Lord, we bind up anything and everything that try to come up against this broadcast, against our pastor, against the listeners and those that participate, Father God, even those by internet. And we're just praying for you to just open up our hearts to receive this word, Lord. Lord, we ask that you be with all those that are sick and shut in, because you are a healer, and all we got to do is trust you and believe what the word of God says. By your stripes we're healed. Be with those who are bereaved today and going through. Let them find peace, because your word says those of us that keep our minds stayed on thee will have perfect peace. Doesn't matter what we're going through. Doesn't matter where we are. But help us to have perfect peace in you, Lord. And we just thanking you for all things, Father God. Have your way, dear Lord. Holy Spirit, you're welcome on this broadcast in our hearts. And we need you and can't do nothing without you, Lord. So, Father God, have your way. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Pastor. Beautiful prayer. That was truly a beautiful prayer, and I thank God for it, and I thank God for you. And truly, we all stand in agreement with this prayer and the things that we'll see it. Okay, brothers and sisters, today is Thankful Thursday. I know I had said we was going to pick up where we left off at, and we will do that if time permit. But right now, anyone have anything they want to thank God for? The studio is open up right now. Right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I just want to say I am thankful for the word of God. And I am so thankful for the word at noon, because through everything, we can set aside time that we can come together and be in God's word. And the scriptures that Pastor gives us, it helps us, it strengthens us. I don't know about you all, but it has strengthened me over the years. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. And as we grow together, you know, let us continue in the word of God, even after the broadcast. Sometimes I can just be sitting somewhere and a scripture will come to mind, something Pastor be teaching on. I have to go grab the word and get back in it and let the Holy Ghost witness me. So I wanted to share Hebrews, I believe it was 1. Was it Hebrew? No. Hebrews 11, 1 and 3. And I'm going to read that from the King James. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then when you read the third verse, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen, which not made of things which do appear. Amen. So right there, it lets us know that the word of God is our substance. I mean, when Pastor was teaching that, I was reading along. As you know, I read out of the other translations as well. But when he said it, I said, wow, so many years, I don't know, I've been saying, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, not knowing what that was. You know, I was just going on that scripture. And then when we studied, when Pat studied that, it brought revelation to what I've been saying all along. And so thankful, because yes, that first verse says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But when you get to that third verse, it says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. There it is, the word of God. And then it goes on to say that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So, you see, that's what we have to be. I have to go through my notes to see exactly what day Pastor brought that out. And maybe the Holy Spirit will even touch you, that it'll bring illumination to the word, you know, because we are to be engrafted in the word of God and allow that word of God to be in our spirit. And when it's our spirit, then we're able to relate, and the Holy Spirit can bring new revelation to us. So I just wanted to share that today, because I tell you, when I went back over and read that, I said, well, thank you, Lord. You know, like I said, make the word plain. So once again, I'd like to thank Pastor for teaching us and also being led by the Holy Spirit. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else want to give God praise today? Hallelujah. But two things I want to say while we're waiting, as anyone else, before we get in a lesson. I'm just thankful for the Lord, for the scripture where he says, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober. Mm. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that revelation is right now. You can receive that revelation right now. When I open up the word of God, I expect God to give me revelation. I was looking at that same scripture we quoted a moment ago from 1 Thessalonians 5. I looked at that. It said, we're urging the brethren to know that which they leave among you and over you in the Lord and admonish you. And it's as though the writer here, which happens to be Paul, was just being thankful, encouraging each other, and especially those that have not quite got there yet. He was saying, let's encourage these people. And so when I read that, that's how I read that, that they was actually encouraging one another. So the 13th verse says, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exalt you, brother, warn them that they are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient, in other words, toward all men. Then he said, that none render evil for evil unto any man, but every follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Wow. Well, I just want to encourage some people to rejoice. I want to encourage everybody on this broadcast, everybody that plays a part and don't play a part, those that speak up and those that won't speak up. I want you to know we are urging you to know what God has to say about you is good. That's how he sees you.
Amen.
He sees you as his daughter. He sees you as his son. He sees you as a fellow servant to Christ. Mm-hmm. That's how he sees us. So we should esteem each other highly in love.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For each and every one of you all, those that are praying that we don't see, they praying. I thank God for you. Mm-hmm. I know you're praying.
Amen.
I know you're praying. I thank God for you. I thank God for those that have it in their spirit, those that are in this fight. We all are in this fight. We're fighting for truth, brothers and sisters, at any cost. It doesn't matter. Stay in truth. Abide in truth. I exalt you, brothers and sisters. Stay in truth.
Yeah.
Because when you get out of truth, you become unruly. You become bitter. You become feeble-minded. And you become weak. So you wanna pump the brakes for a minute. Pump the brakes. Slow it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And say, Lord, I'm your child. If you have to do like the thief on the cross, just say, remember me. And listen, brothers and sisters, I want you to know this is for me. This is what God showed me. He said, be patient toward all men.
Yeah.
So if I haven't been patient toward you, I'm trying. It ain't that I'm not trying. I get on this broadcast, brothers and sisters, you all don't know, I come out here with a heavy heart sometimes. But God said, you rejoice. Rejoice. I had a heavy heart for those people. I don't know them personally. Hadn't seen them. But I was hurting for them.
Mm-hmm.
I was hurting for those families, man. See,
if
you got 10 people, that's 100 people been affected, at least minimum 100. And then when it get on the news, it's more than that. Thousands and thousands of people is affected by that fire they had in Philadelphia. I'm hurting for those people. I know what it is to be displaced. I know what it is to be in a fire and lose everything. I've been there, done that. There ain't nothing. That's hurting, brothers and sisters. You come back and your house all up in flame. You can't do nothing about it. Everything you worked hard for is burning. One match can set a person's whole life. Their life, you got to understand where their life at right now.
Have mercy, Lord.
Yeah, their life have changed, for real. Their life will never be the same. Never, ever again. So I hurt for those people. And I pray that they have a quick recovery and that God go ahead on and send people their way. Listen, brother and sister, the Red Cross is going to be there. You ain't got to worry about that. The Red Cross is going to be there, okay? You don't have to worry about that. But there's a lot of people that are hurting mentally and otherwise. I'm praying for Antonio Brown. I don't know what's going on. I hurt for that young man. Y'all saw that probably saw on TV where the guy took off his shirt and everything. I mean, you got to know what took place before that.
Yeah.
Everybody can see that. But what is the real truth in that? Did somebody say that? Did he fire? What made him go off like that? What made that rubber band pop?
Amen.
Hurt for people like that, man. I'm crying in my spirit right now, even as I speak, man. I hurt for Prince Harry. You know, he's going through a whole lot because he want to do the right thing. This man got a dance a black wife around in this country that part of them frowning and part of them happy. I hurt for this country.
Have mercy, Lord.
If people can't see that was something wrong with tearing up the white, the capital. It's nothing wrong with, I mean, what's wrong with these folks? That they can't see that there's a problem there. They're trying to do something to Georgia. I hurt for it. They're talking about passing a law where everybody carry a gun, walk around with guns. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Everybody going to be free to walk around with a gun. You don't need a permit. I mean, it's bad enough when the police come up on somebody. They don't know what they're coming up on. And now he's talking about passing legislation that's going to let people walk around with guns. You don't know who's going to do what. You don't know who's bitter. There's some bitter people in this world. There's some sad folks, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, man. I hurt for these people.
Yeah.
There's some people still want to recover from what happened to their grandmama and their sisters and their uncles. And there's some people still trying to recover from what happened, I mean, just 2 years ago, just a year ago. There's some stuff. You know when somebody's going to snap. And you're talking about passing a law so much somebody can carry a gun. Somebody will get a gun just for that purpose. And I don't know, you know, maybe the gun lobbyists, they paying him under the table. I don't know, but I just know one thing. We need to pray for our country.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus.
This is thankful Thursday. Anybody else? I'm just thankful that God is a deliverer, and I know he will. I know he can. And I know he's able.
Can you hear me?
Yes. That's Evangelist Sharon.
Yes, I was trying to get in early, but I guess you guys couldn't hear me. But I just wanted to read the scripture to piggyback what Pastor Bell was saying. It's at 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we seek wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of the world that come to naught. But we seek the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. But had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love us. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that they may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And I just think that that scripture is a scripture that we need to hold on to and meditate on a daily basis so that we don't get caught up in the worldly things, so that we're not feeling weary, we're not getting tired in this race, because this is a fight to the finish. We can't give up. This is a race that we're in until it's over. So, like God said, keep your mind on him, and he will keep you in perfect peace. And it's true. And certain scriptures will revert you back to that, because sometimes we get overwhelmed with our kids, our spouses, our husbands, our friends, anybody we may come up, just the natural world. We get entangled into it so easily because that's the way we were accustomed to being raised. But now that we know that we have the Spirit of God, we know we don't have to stay in that mindset. And so this is just a scripture that will take you back to a perfect mindset. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you so much for bringing that out, Evangelist Sharon. And for those that don't know, that scripture is on our cover page. So anytime you go on the internet and you pull up the Word at Noon, those are the scriptures you're going to see.
Amen.
On a daily basis. So I think Evangelist Sharon for bringing that out so adequately. But brother and sister, let me tell you right now, God has been so good to us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to appreciate this stuff. And that's why I say I appreciate her saying that. I appreciate her bringing that out. See, the spiritual things are spiritually discerned, like the natural things. You can discern them from the natural, but not the spiritual things. And the spiritual things is of God. And, hold on.
Yeah.
Help us here. You know, because as long as you stay in the flesh, you won't receive this stuff. But the moment you just give in, like Pastor said that earlier too, you know, sometimes you just got to give in to what the Word of God is saying. If he says the Word of God is your substance and you don't know what substance is, then you go back and revisit that scripture and watch God go, boom, there it is. It's the Word of God. That's your substance. You know you need faith. You know you need substance. And you don't know what. Go right back and watch God tell you, my Word is your substance. That's what you need to stand on. That's what you need to depend on.
Thank you, Lord.
And when that happens, you'll get in there and you'll find a scripture that sustain you. Now, for those that don't know, that will just happen. That will just happen.
Yeah.
Pastor said it, and boom, Evangelist Sharon went right to that favorite scripture. That sustains her. That helps her in time of need. That's
awesome. Amen.
See, we just witnessed this right before our eyes.
Amen.
That is real. That's your substance.
Yeah.
You got to have that to stand on. Anyone else?
Amen.
Good afternoon.
Amen. Anyone else? There's Evangelist Renee on the line.
Oh, go ahead. That's the sandwich lady. Go ahead on.
Oh. First, giving thanks to God for bringing us through, giving honor to Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley. I just want to share, I just wanted to say, if it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? Lord knows he has brought me through some trials.
Say it.
By his stripes, I am healed.
Yes.
I am more than a conqueror.
Yes.
And I'm going to stand on that word as long as I have breath in my body.
Hallelujah.
Where would I be if it hadn't been for the Lord? Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's awesome.
Holy Ghost is moving,
awesome.
Pastor. I mean, he moving through this broadcast because I was going to get ready to speak about Evangelist Renee. Praise God. I was going to say I thank God for her growth. I thank God for her spirit and how I have seen the difference in her life. And here she come right on and said what she said. Now, you know God is good. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank
you know what? I marvel how the Holy Spirit quickens different people. And there's some on here that won't, and I'm not saying this so somebody will say anything, but there's people on here that don't say anything. I don't know, maybe they're working and they won't say anything. And that's good. Praise God for you. But I watch how God right now use his word. I mentioned about faith and how it being the substance, and she went on and she said what she said, and boom, Evangelist Sharon came right back and, hey, this is faith. This is my word. You tell me. And boom, Evangelist Renee came right back and said, hey, I'm going to stand on this word until I die, in other words. Well, listen, brother and sister, for those that know, that's what happened in the book of Hebrews. They had to stand on that word. That was their faith. They stood on it.
Amen.
They stood on it. And not just until you die, but beyond death.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could explain. It's beyond death. My faith has to take me beyond death. See, everybody that died in the Lord, their faith took them beyond death. How I know that? You go back and read Hebrews 11, it's going to tell you that these people kept the faith beyond death, having not yet seen the promise, but seeing it afar off.
Mm-hmm.
Their faith took them beyond their situation. Your faith has to take you beyond that. Whatever that is, whatever that thing is, your faith has to take you beyond that. So that's what Hebrews 11 does, brothers and sisters. Your faith has to take you beyond that, take you beyond death.
Mm-hmm.
Having yet seen the promise, but believe, they wax strong in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can give you so many. That's why they call this the Hall of Fame of Faith. Abel believed God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So when he offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained, Cain killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Killed his own brother. Killed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And guess what? His faith was so strong, it spoke to God. His blood spoke to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wow,
read that. That's interesting. For that reason, God gave him righteousness and a whole lot of other things here. And he said it was a more excellent sacrifice. Being dead, that's what the Bible says, being dead, yet he speaks. Your faith will take you beyond death.
Thank you,
Lord. And I'm going to tell all of y'all right now, your faith, regardless of what happened, Evangelist Renee, your faith is going to speak when you're gone.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Y'all may not remember January 6th in 20 years, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist Sharon said, when you're in trouble, you get this word in you. And you believe in it and you trust in it because you know God and God is in you and all that good stuff. This gonna speak beyond your time.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Pastor, this is just one among many times you've spoken up and you've shown your appreciation. This is not gonna go lacking with God.
Hallelujah.
One of the things I've always told people, when I die or whatever, I don't want all that religious stuff over me. Go to the gravesite, and if I've said anything that meant anything to you, just bear witness. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Just bear witness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To me, that's an act of faith. So I know that when I leave here, my faith, it's going to say, see, I know one thing. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And I know without his word, it's impossible to please him.
All right.
So may that word go beyond the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Amen. I never looked at it like that, Pastor, but that's deep. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what, Pastor, I like to read that scripture Evangelist Sharon read. That's my favorite scripture, too. That's my other sister on the line. She be hitting home, too, I tell you. God just used, that's why I say the Holy Spirit, sensitive, and he uses us. And if you listen, you can feel that spirit from that other person. I don't know about you all, but But that spirit, the Holy Ghost, he will let us know when our sisters or our brothers are going through. You may not know exactly what it is, but mm-hmm. that spirit will let you know, because
Amen.
That's the Holy Spirit within us. And it mm-hmm. does run from heart to heart. You know, I never understood that when they used to say that when I was younger. I said, what they mean by heart to heart? But now I know, because they're talking about the spirit. Pastor talked about that.
There
too.
You go.
But
there you go.
let me go ahead and read those scriptures that Evangelist Sharon read. I'm going to start with verse 10 in the Message Bible through 16. It says, the spirit, not content to float around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and bring out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. Let me stop right there, because, you know, when you think about that, a lot of people will say, oh, yes, we did learn it through books. But you know what? It's the Holy Spirit that brings
mm-hmm.
this out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I like where it says, praise God, we didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on in you in the same firsthand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive. We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he's doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Amen, amen. So when my sister read that script, you know, I had to go back to the Message Bible, because that just brings it all out. In fact, it really opened up our spiritualness, our mind to receive this spiritually. Because, you know, we battle, we struggle, and the struggle is in our mind. So if you keep your mind stayed on God and the Word of God, mm-hmm. He'll give you that. Mm-hmm. He'll give you that perfect peace. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hush, because you know what? I can go on and on. These sisters of mine get us all stirred up.
They sit down here in Georgia. I'm all ears. Meaning I'm all ears. But go for it. See, that's how you stay spiritual, by staying in that word. That's how you stay in perfect peace, by staying in that word. And it's been my personal experience that when you get out of the Word of God, you just got out of your place of peace.
That's right. That's
personally
right.
Experience. That's my personal experience. That the more you get out of the Word of God, the more you get away from it, the more you're getting away from your perfect peace. And the more you get into it, the more you get into your perfect peace. And God will put you there, and all things are bound for you there. So thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you, Evangelist Sharon, Evangelist Renee, and all you others. I thank y'all so much.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much I thank y'all. But the point is, I mean, I truly thank you all. And the other thing is that God, man, wow. I can't give enough of thanking God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Me too, Pastor.
Those are pure facts, brothers and sisters. So if you ever go on the Word at Noon page, you'll see that. They won't get it like that because it has to be somebody like you guys to explain it to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what
Amen.
We're bearing record of the Word of God. That's what we're doing.
Hallelujah.
We're bearing record. Some through
Thank
experience,
you.
Some through revelation knowledge, but we're bearing record.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you. And revelation. Mm.
So now I'm going to have to pick up where we left off at yesterday, tomorrow. So, but like
Praise
I said,
God.
Hold me to none of it. Because we're led by the Spirit, and things subject to change at any moment. So don't nobody get mad and angry. So, well, Pastor, you said you was going to pick up on this. Hey, this ain't my show, okay? Let me be clear.
That's right.
This is not my show.
All right. Hallelujah.
This don't belong. Whatever the heart of the Holy Ghost want to lead, I'm down with him. I'm
Hallelujah.
With that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just
Praise.
Need to be clear. Well, Pastor, you said you was going to pick up on this. You like, no, I ain't lying. I'm just letting you know this ain't my show. We'll move by the Holy Ghost and things subject to change at any moment. So don't blame me.
Hallelujah.
On to the Holy Ghost. And things are subject to change at any moment. When the Holy Spirit says shut it down, it's shot.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. That's so
and
true.
And every
year
you say, period.
Ooh, yes. Amen. Amen. That's so true. I was asked once when we do our Bible study, the evangelist Renee, she can witness this. They say, so what are we going to teach on next week, Pastor? And I said, well, I know what the subject going to be. But I can't tell you exactly how the Lord is going to lead me. So I can't give you a format saying, oh, yeah, we're going to read this scripture and we're going to, you know, I have to be led by the Spirit. Because like you say, Pastor,
mm-hmm.
when we get out of the Spirit, God is not in that. And I
Correct.
Want God in everything. So I have to say the best thing I can tell you to do is just read the scripture. And then however God move when it comes time for Bible study, that's how he going to move. And then sometimes it'll just be because we always open up with scripture reading and, testimony. Sometimes that might be all we have time to do. So we have to be free to let the Holy Spirit have his way in whatever service that we have in. Because without him, you just like what Paul say, just a sounding cymbal. You just making a lot of noise. So
well, you know,
yeah, so
a person don't want to miss out. A person don't want to miss out on the chance. This could be your last chance. You don't want to miss out on that chance to allow the Holy Spirit to operate. You don't want to miss out on that. So that's when you got to pump the brakes. And say, wait a minute,
Amen.
Holy Spirit speaking.
Yes.
And y'all
yes.
witness, y'all know I do that all the time, man. It don't bother me at all. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Well,
Amen.
I truly appreciate everything. And I don't know who's going to fired up. Is it Daniel Sharon or Pastor? But praise God for more faith.
Somebody, Pastor B, somebody please. Trying to say something. There you go.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I wanted to say hello, Evangelist Sharon. I missed you. And I want to tell all the saints, Happy New Year. God is so good. He didn't have to let us see New Year, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's some people that was thinking they was going to see the New Year and didn't. So I'm just thanking the Lord for this blessing. That's all.
Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Did you hear that, Evangelist Sharon?
Where'd she go?
Evangelist. I don't know. Evangelist Sharon. Well, she left the tape and listen to it. But,
no,
Pastor,
I didn't leave. Oh, I have a new phone, excuse me. To everybody who's listening, and I'm trying to read and give comments. I don't know how to work this new Android phone, and it's nothing else, not technical difficulties. It's my mental capacity. It hasn't registered. I don't even want to call it technical difficulties because that's just a lie. It's my mental capacity that's not allowing me to be able to function with this phone. But I'm going to get it. God willing.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Oh, you pray.
Father God.
God,
in the name of Jesus, right now, give her revelation to operate that Android phone in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's all be in agreement with that. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Did you hear what I said, Evangelist Sharon? No, Sister Renee, what did you say, love?
I said, I missed you.
Oh, thank you so much. I miss the broadcast. Like, it's a part of my life. It's become a part of my life. Like, washing your face and putting on lotion and showering, it's a part of my life. I miss it, too. But
you better
I had to get
girl.
Somewhere and get a new. And then I didn't know how to work it. And then the holiday, of course, everything's closed. So I'm thinking it's the phone, but it really was just me.
We go through that. We all go through that.
Yep, just
that's
me.
Gonna be me when I get my new phone.
Just me. Yep. Praise God. Thanks for being patient with me. But I did get a chance to read my favorite scripture today. And I do want to remind everybody that they should stay in tune and in step with that scripture. Keep your mind on thee, and he will keep you in perfect peace.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Amen. So true. Hallelujah.
Well, thank God for this old phone. I'm going to keep mine.
Amen.
I'm going to keep mine, too, if you allow me. I think I'm going to keep mine now. Through some of these experiences, I'm hearing the people, even my daughter. I think y'all done convinced me I'm going to keep my phone.
I would have kept mine too, but I couldn't read the Allen Bible Gateway. When it stops using my Bible, and I can't keep it no more.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's right. There you go.
I know that's
that
right.
That was my incentive. That was my incentive, Pastor. Yeah.
Well, okay. Hey, everybody. Thank y'all so much. And I'm just rejoicing. We got to do this more often. Don't a lot of enemy to tell us we're on a certain time schedule. When God moving like that, we are not going to miss the opportunity. So thank you, Evangelist Sam, for jumping in there like you did and explaining the situation. Because sometimes folks be asking me stuff, and I can't explain why, but I'm so happy you did.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Pat?
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
Amen. Y'all be blessed. And we'll see y'all on tomorrow.